We're snowed in here on our locker room chats here on KMZA. I'm Brandon Tammel. We got Centralia girls basketball coach Dusty Thompson on the line with us. Brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, community health care system as well. Panthers continuing to march on towards the end of the regular season. Coach, got quite a few games to discuss since we last spoke a week ago. You guys played Friday, victory against Onega, 65-35. You played Saturday on the road at Marysville. That was a 20-point win. You guys go to Frankfurt, always a tough place to play on Tuesday night. Maybe your best output of the season, at least for sure defensively, 67-17, that final score. Just a dominant stretch for you guys again over this last week. What did you like about your team's play here since we last spoke?
I think that I like the fact that the girls continue to find things to get better at each week. You know, I said over the TVL tournament there were still things we could work on. We hadn't peaked yet, and they're doing a great job of finding some more things, you know, little things we tweak and continuing to work on those things.
Yeah, have you guys peaked to this point? You mentioned, you know, you always want to be playing your best ball. You guys have had a tremendous season to this point. There's still so much to play for. What is a key or two thing that you're looking at is, yeah, we still need to get better at here in these last three games, or do you feel like simply you are maybe playing your best basketball right now?
No, I think as a coach you're always thinking there's something. But, you know, like for us, it's probably defensively, it's just understanding that we're good enough in a man-to-man defense. We don't necessarily have to get steals. We can contest shots and rebound the basketball and you know, do those things instead of, I thought Saturday against Marysville, we went for a couple of steals we really didn't need and ended up giving up a layup and stuff. You know, so little things like that defensively and offensively, I think it's just continuing to work on the little things, you know, seeing that, you know, I keep telling the girls all year long that to make that pass, and if it's doesn't work out this time, then correct it the next time. And, you know, I think they're doing a good job of making some of those. And when they don't work, trying something different. And we just got to keep continuing to work on those things.
Yeah, and we've talked about some of your key players throughout the course of the year. And obviously people look at Owen Dieters and one of the best players in the state. But, you know, at this point, to be this successful and obviously, you know, where you want to get to and obviously the bigger goal out in front of you, but it's about the role players. It's about that sixth or seventh person off the bench. You know, talk about maybe some of your role players. How crucial have they been, you know, to the success that you guys have had so far this year?
Oh, they've been a big part. You know, we get a great look every day in practice because we've got, you know, I said we can go 12 deep. We're probably, when you look at the top 12, we're probably the deepest team in the state. And so, you know, we get a good look every day in practice. And Marysville, you know, Saturday, Hanover in the TVL tournament, we had some girls get in foul trouble and found a way to extend the lead with some of those girls off the bench, you know. So it's always, always big when you can do those kind of things.
So we got Lynn on Friday. This will be, the first of the final three games of the regular season. And with us being kind of snowed in here for a couple of days, certainly have a little bit more time, you know, to maybe dive into them a little bit. And I don't know if you can call them the surprise team in the league right now. They sit here at 12-5. They've only lost two league games. They have had a very good year to this point. You know, what do you see from them? What are going to be some keys on Friday night and just kind of the expectations for this matchup?
Well, I think for us, it's, you know, continuing to do, like I said, do the little things. You know, we can press people and we can get stops, you know, but how do we continue to do that without going, like I said, for steals we don't necessarily need or trying to block shots that we can't block instead of just playing good defense and rebounding the basketball? You know, you're right, Lynn's good. They played Hanover tough and they've had a great season. And, you know, we'll have to continue to work on those things to be successful the last three games of the year.
Yeah, it's going to be a great one on Friday night. Lynn, they have won, six consecutive games, and you guys, of course, have had your nice run here to start and still trying to keep that going for Friday night. So certainly a very key matchup here in the TVL on Friday night. It'll be Centralia hosting Lynn. That is Centralia girls basketball coach again, Dusty Thompson, joining us. We always appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again next week. Thanks again.
Sounds good, Brandon. Thank you.